Leadership, the Inner Side of Greatness. By Peter F. Drucker. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Leadership, The Inner Side of Greatness, by Peter F. Drucker, is a book that explores the inner workings of leadership and how it can be used to create greatness in organizations. It examines the qualities and characteristics of effective leaders, as well as their roles in creating successful organizations. The book also looks at how leaders can develop their own personal style and use it to inspire others. The first part of the book focuses on understanding what makes an effective leader. Drucker explains that there are three essential elements for great leadership: vision, courage, and integrity. He argues that these traits must be present in order for a leader to have any chance at success. He then goes on to discuss different types of leadership styles such as autocratic, democratic, or laissez-faire approaches. The second part delves into developing one's own personal style as a leader. Drucker emphasizes the importance of self-awareness when leading others. He believes that if you understand yourself better, you will be able to lead more effectively. He also discusses how important it is for leaders to stay focused on their goals while still being open-minded enough to consider new ideas from those around them. In addition, Drucker provides advice on managing people within an organization and dealing with difficult situations such as conflict resolution or crisis management. Finally, he talks about building trust between employees and managers, which is essential for any successful organization. Overall leadership, The Inner Side of Greatness offers valuable insight into what makes an effective leader and provides practical advice on how one can become a better leader themselves through self-reflection and understanding their strengths and weaknesses. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Leadership is a relationship. A leader is someone who is able to build relationships with others and create a shared vision. Summary: leadership is not just about having power, but about creating a connection between people and inspiring them to work together towards a common goal. Main idea number 2. Leaders must be able to think strategically. Leaders must be able to think beyond the immediate and plan for the long term. Summary: strategic thinking is essential for leaders to be able to make decisions that will benefit their organization in the future. Main idea number 3. Leaders must be able to motivate others. Leaders must be able to inspire and motivate their team to work together and achieve their goals. Summary: leaders must be able to create an environment where people are motivated to work hard and strive for success. Main idea number 4. Leaders must be able to manage change. Leaders must be able to anticipate and manage change in order to stay ahead of the competition. Summary: leaders must be able to recognize when change is necessary and be able to implement it in a way that is beneficial to the organization. Main idea number 5. Leaders must be able to delegate. Leaders must be able to delegate tasks to their team in order to maximize efficiency. Summary: leaders must be able to trust their team to complete tasks and be able to provide guidance and support when needed. Main idea number 6. Leaders must be able to communicate effectively. Leaders must be able to communicate their vision and goals to their team in order to ensure everyone is on the same page. Summary: effective communication is essential for leaders to be able to ensure their team understands their goals and is working towards them. Main idea number 7. Leaders must be able to build trust. Leaders must be able to build trust with their team in order to create a successful working environment. Summary: leaders must be able to create an atmosphere of trust and respect in order to foster collaboration and innovation. Main idea number 8. Leaders must be able to make decisions. Leaders must be able to make decisions quickly and confidently in order to stay ahead of the competition. Summary: Leaders must be able to make decisions based on their knowledge and experience in order to ensure the success of their organization. Main idea number 9. Leaders must be able to lead by example. Leaders must be able to lead by example in order to inspire their team to do their best. Summary: leaders must be able to demonstrate the behaviors and values they want their team to emulate in order to create a successful working environment. Main idea number 10. Leaders must be able to develop their team. Leaders must be able to develop their team in order to ensure their organization is successful. Summary: leaders must be able to provide guidance and support to their team in order to help them reach their full potential and contribute to the success of the organization. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Leadership is a relationship. It is not just about having power, but about creating a connection between people and inspiring them to work together towards a common goal. A leader must be able to build relationships with others and create a shared vision that everyone can believe in. This requires the ability to listen, empathize, motivate, and communicate effectively. The most successful leaders are those who understand how to use their influence for the benefit of all involved. They recognize that leadership involves more than simply giving orders. It also involves building trust and respect among team members so they feel empowered to contribute their best efforts. Leaders must also have an understanding of human behavior in order to foster collaboration and cooperation within teams. They need to be able to identify individual strengths as well as weaknesses in order to maximize each person's potential contribution. Ultimately, effective leadership is based on mutual respect between leader and followers. When this relationship exists, it creates an environment where everyone feels valued and inspired by the collective effort being made towards achieving success. Main idea number 2. Leaders must be able to think strategically. This means they need to look beyond the immediate and plan for the long term. Strategic thinking requires leaders to consider all aspects of their organization, from its current state to potential future scenarios. They must also have a clear vision of where they want their organization to go and how best to get there. Strategic thinking involves analyzing data, understanding trends, anticipating challenges, and developing solutions that will benefit the organization in the long run. Leaders should also be aware of external factors such as economic conditions or changes in technology that could affect their plans. By taking these into account when making decisions, leaders can ensure that their organizations remain competitive and successful. Main idea number 3. Leaders must be able to motivate others in order to achieve success. They need to create an environment where people are inspired and driven to work hard towards a common goal. Leaders should be able to communicate their vision clearly, set expectations, provide guidance and support, recognize accomplishments, and reward effort. By doing so, they can foster a sense of purpose among team members that will help them stay motivated. Leadership is not just about giving orders or delegating tasks, it's also about inspiring people with enthusiasm and passion for the task at hand. A leader needs to have the ability to connect with their team on an emotional level in order for them to truly believe in what they are working towards. This connection helps build trust between the leader and followers, which is essential for successful motivation. Motivating others requires strong interpersonal skills as well as knowledge of how different personalities respond best when being encouraged or challenged. It takes time and practice, but leaders who understand how best to motivate their teams will reap the rewards of increased productivity, morale, loyalty, creativity, and ultimately success. Main idea number 4. Leaders must be able to recognize when change is necessary and be able to implement it in a way that is beneficial to the organization. This means being aware of trends, understanding how they will affect the business, and having the ability to adjust strategies accordingly. Leaders must also have an open mind and be willing to take risks in order to stay ahead of their competition. They should also have strong communication skills so they can effectively explain why changes are needed and how they will benefit the company. In addition, leaders need to create an environment where employees feel comfortable with change. This includes providing training on new processes or technologies as well as offering support during times of transition. Finally, leaders should ensure that everyone understands what needs to happen for successful implementation of any changes. Main idea number 5. Leaders must be able to delegate tasks to their team in order to maximize efficiency. This means that leaders must trust their team members and have faith in their abilities. Leaders should provide guidance and support when needed, but also allow the team members to take ownership of the task at hand. Delegation is an important part of leadership as it allows for more efficient use of resources, encourages creativity, and helps build a sense of responsibility among team members. Delegating tasks can help free up time for leaders so they can focus on other aspects of leading, such as developing strategies or managing relationships with stakeholders. It also gives them an opportunity to observe how well each individual works independently or collaboratively within a group setting. By delegating tasks effectively, leaders are able to develop strong teams who are capable of achieving great results. Main idea number 6. Leaders must be able to communicate effectively in order to ensure their team is working towards the same goals. Effective communication involves being able to clearly articulate a vision and objectives, as well as providing feedback and direction when needed. Leaders should also be open to listening to their team's ideas and suggestions, so that everyone can work together towards achieving success. Good communication skills are essential for leaders because they need to be able to motivate their team members, build trust between them, and create an environment of collaboration. Without effective communication, it will be difficult for leaders to get the best out of their teams or foster a positive workplace culture. Main idea number 7. Leaders must be able to build trust with their team in order to create a successful working environment. Trust is essential for any group of people to work together effectively, and it starts with the leader. Leaders must demonstrate integrity, honesty, and reliability in order to earn the respect of their team members. They should also strive to foster an atmosphere of open communication and collaboration so that everyone feels comfortable expressing their ideas without fear of judgment or criticism. Creating an atmosphere of trust and respect will help teams feel more connected and motivated. It encourages creativity by allowing individuals to take risks without worrying about failure or retribution. Additionally, when leaders are trusted, they can provide guidance on difficult decisions while still giving employees autonomy over how they approach tasks. Trust is not something that can be built overnight. It takes time for relationships between leaders and team members to develop into strong bonds based on mutual understanding and appreciation. However, if done correctly, building trust within a team can lead to greater productivity as well as increased job satisfaction among all involved. Main idea number 8. Leaders must be able to make decisions quickly and confidently in order to stay ahead of the competition. This requires a deep understanding of their organization, its goals, and the environment it operates in. Leaders must also have an awareness of current trends and developments that could affect their decision-making process. In addition, leaders need to be able to weigh different options carefully before making a final decision. They should consider all potential outcomes and consequences before committing themselves or their organization to any particular course of action. Finally, they must trust their own judgment when making difficult choices. Making sound decisions is essential for successful leadership. It requires knowledge, experience, insight into current trends and conditions, as well as confidence in one's own judgment. By taking these steps, leaders can ensure that they are making the best possible decisions for their organizations. Main idea number 9. Leaders must be able to lead by example in order to inspire their team to do their best. This means that leaders must demonstrate the behaviors and values they want their team to emulate, such as integrity, respect for others, hard work, and dedication. Leaders should also strive to create an environment of trust and collaboration where everyone is encouraged to contribute ideas and take initiative. By leading with these qualities themselves, leaders can set a positive example for their team members. Leadership is not just about giving orders or making decisions, it's also about setting an example of how things should be done. When people see a leader who embodies the values they aspire towards, it gives them motivation and direction on how they can reach those goals too. A good leader will recognize this power of influence and use it wisely. Main idea number 10. Leaders must be able to develop their team in order to ensure their organization is successful. This means providing guidance and support, helping them reach their full potential, and creating an environment where they can thrive. Leaders should strive to create a culture of collaboration and trust within the team, as well as foster open communication between members. They should also provide opportunities for growth and development by offering training programs or mentorship initiatives. In addition, leaders must be able to motivate their team members by setting clear goals and expectations that are achievable yet challenging. They should recognize individual contributions while also emphasizing the importance of working together towards a common goal. Finally, leaders need to stay up to date on industry trends so they can anticipate changes in the market and adjust accordingly. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.